Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on October 1st, 2021. And this is Live Talk. I am Keith Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, mitigating factors against the spread of the disease and related issues.
In its latest report, the Minister of Health says that 7 people died of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing to 4,623 the total number of Zimbabweans who have succumbed to coronavirus since March last year.
According to the Minister of Health, 335 new COVID-19 cases were recorded countrywide yesterday, with schools accounting for 249.
Zimbabwe has so far recorded 130,820 confirmed cases and just over 123,000 recoveries. More than 3 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Over 2 million have received their second dose.
In other news, Rwandan President Paul Kagame's remarks on Zimbabwean teachers at the inaugural Rwanda Zimbabwe Trade and Investment Conference on Wednesday have set social media on fire, with some professionals showing interest in working in the tiny Central African nation.
A video clip captured by the Rwanda Broadcasting Authority's Rwanda Television, circulating on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and WhatsApp, shows Kagame telling Zimbabweans that he is interested in hiring the country's teachers.
Zimbabwean teachers are currently demanding salary increases of up to $580 a month. An ordinary family of 6 in Zimbabwe now needs Zimbabwe dollars 39,924 to cover its monthly expenses, according to the Zimbabwe National Statistics Agency.
A Zimbabwean living outside the country who wants to remain anonymous has launched a computer project at Nguva Primary School in Matabeleland North. The project will benefit students, teachers, and the local community.
Some computers and other accessories have already been installed at the school by a Zimbabwean who once worked at Google.
Yeah. Yes, vadiwa vateereri, tinokugamuchirai nemusi wechishanu nhasi, uri musi wa 1 October kana kuti 1 gumi guru. Patiri kutarisa nyaya yedambudziko redenda reCOVID-19, uwandu hwevanhu vari kufa neuwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi uri kuramba kunyatsodzika zvokusvika kuti nhasi 30-0 zvinove zviri kuita kuti vakawanda vanga vachinetseka kana kuti zvii zvingaitwa. Tinoona kuti nezuro kune vanhu vanokwana kuita 335 vakabatwa vaine denda irori. Pa 335, 249 vanhu vari muzvikoro vakawanikwa vaine denda iroro reCOVID-19. Zvichireva kuti muzvikoro munenge maita dambudziko rekuramba denda reCOVID-19 richitenderera imomo. Kubva patanga chirwere ichochi muZimbabwe kusvika nezuro, vanhu vafa neCOVID-19 vakanga vasvika pa 4,623. Uwandu wakakura kwazvo iwowo. Tichitarisawo zvakare nyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba. Tinoona kuti hongu vanhu vari kunzi vari kuenda kunobayiwa nhomba, asi vadzikira mazuva ano. Takatombonzwa dzimwe nyanzvi dzezveutano kusanganisira mukuru anoona nezvechirongwa checovid-19 vari chipangamazano chemutungamiri wenyika Dr. Agnes Mahomba vachikurudzirawo veruzhinji kuti aiwa regai kugarira makumbo, endai munobayiwa. Tinoona kuti kwabayiwa vanhu vanodarika zvishoma 3 miliyoni vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga. Vanodarikawo mamiriyoni maviri vabayiwa nhomba yepiri. Ndeimwe nyaya yatiri kukurukura. Tichitarisawo zvakare chirongwa chiri kuda kutangwa nehurumende yeRwanda. Takanzwa mutungamiri weRwanda vaPaul Kagame vachitaura kumusangano wekutanga weRwanda Zimbabwe Trade and Investment Conference nemusi wechitatu, vachitaura kuti aiwa varikuda kukurudzira kuti hurumende yavo itore varayiridzi kana kuti ipinze basa varayiridzi vanobva kuZimbabwe, zvaita kuti vakawanda madande mutande vanga vachikurukura nezvazvo. Zviri kuuyawo panguva yekuti varayiridzi vemuZimbabwe vari kuchemera mihoro inosvika mari yekuAmerica kana kuti $580 kuti dai vatambiriswa iyoyo. Ndeimwe nyaya yatichakurukura nezvazvo. Pamusoro pezvo, pane chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri kugara kunze kwenyika chakaparura chirongwa chemakombiyuta panguva Primary School mudunhu reMatabeleland North. Project iyoyo kana chirongwa ichocho chichabatsira vana vechikoro varayiridzi nevagari vemunharaunda. Tinonzwa kuti zvimwe zvezvinhu zveprojekti iyo kana zvechirongwa ichocho zvakatotanga kugadzikwa munzvimbo pachikoro ipapa. Nechimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chaimboshanda muno muAmerica chiri kuGoogle Gibbs.
kunjalo ke zuri kandaba ke namhlanje sikhuluka ngeCovid-19 siyabona ukuthi kulabantu abayisikhombisa 7 abahlolwe ababulwe iCovid-19 izolo soke lokho kutsho ukuthi sokulabantu 4623 asebabulawa iCovid-19 kusukela nyakenye siyabona njalo ke ukuthi uhlangothi lwezempilo kahle luthi kulabantu abayi 335 abahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19 kunokhanya iningi labo ngabantu abasezikolo ngoba kutholakale abayi 249 ezikolo vele umkhuhlane lo masikhangela ke ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 siyabona ukuthi sokulabantu 130,820 asebabanjwa ligciwane le-COVID-19 waphepha abayi 123,000 abedlula kancane khonapho bese kusithi abantu abedlula 3 million sebehlatshwe ijekiseni yokuqala yokuvikela uzulu kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19 bese kusithi abadlula 2 million ngabantu sebehlatshwe ijekiseni yesibili masikhangela njalo kokunye okwenzakala ke eZimbabwe lezinye indawo sibonile ke umongameli Paul Kagame wale Rwanda ekhuluma ngababalisi beZimbabwe sithi uyafisa ukuthi aqhathe abanye babo ngoba uyabona ukuthi kule Zimbabwe kulababalisi abangani ngabohlonzi so ke siyakhangela njalo ukuthi uthi ekhuluma khonokho kade kusemhlanganweni weZimbabwe Rwanda trade conference khona ngale Kigali kule Rwanda so kukhanya ngazane kunengi ke konke lokhu okwenzakalayo so ke siyabona ukuthi ke kunengi kungani kungenzakala sibone ke ku-video clip khonapha ekhuluma esiphoselwe ku-Facebook ku-Twitter ku-Instagram naku-WhatsApp abantu abanye sebefisa ukuthi nga bahamba khona ngale kule Rwanda so kunengi sikulo kwenzakalayo kungani ye kujabulisa abantu abaningi tonga so ke sikhanise ke uhlelo lwethu khona manje we've got our 3 guests lined up the first guest is Dr. Nyashanu Matthew Nyashanu he lives in Britain Dr. Nyashanu, welcome to the program, sir. Dr. Nyashanu, can you hear me? I think he can't hear us there. So let's try other means. Maybe let's go to Dr. Frank Kuni. Dr. Frank Kuni, welcome to the program. I think you are a little bit muted. I think we cannot hear you properly. Dr. Kuni, can you hear me? Yeah, something is wrong with your mic. Maybe can you tune your mic a little bit? We can perhaps hear you. Just hold on there. Try to adjust your settings. So let's go to another guest, and that is Robert Ndlovu, who is in Bulawayo. He's the guy that is spearheading the Nkuba Primary School project. So let's try to get to him. Mr. Ndlovu, welcome to the program, sir. Hello, Mr. Ndlovu, how are you?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you.
Yes, tell us a bit about Nkuba school project.
Basically, the Nkuba project was, I think, the second one I rolled out in the rural areas. Because, as you know, in the rural areas, internet access is hard to come by for obvious reasons. Electricity, number one, data costs, number two. Even if those who can afford the virtual satellite terminals, it's expensive. So what I've been working on is what we call taking interns to Nkai or to Cholocho or to Pubi or to Murewa Zitwe. So what I did, I took a computer server and preloaded it with content, educational materials in this instance. I'm talking about PDF files, books, textbooks, audio files in the form of radio lessons, for all grades. I mean, this was a primary school. It's northeast of Nkai district. It's about 20 kilometers off the grid. And also video content, which I was really humbled to discover that a video educational material has more impact. I mean, I downloaded some royalty-free videos from YouTube, like A, B, C, where they write the letter A, and then pronounce it and spell it. Well, the teachers were saying the key is the auditory function was a person learns through many modes, through the eyes, the vision, the visual, the auditory, and action. So the kids were so excited, as I'm going to show later when the other guys finished, that they could see an apple, and it was so touching because some of those guys have never seen an ice cream. And they say, I for ice cream. And even the words, even the teachers themselves, I could see that they've never, the words, the way they are pronounced. I mean, the accent. But of course, some of the videos, they had the American accent. But that's somewhere to start. It could be foreign conduct, but we cannot speak English as Shonglish and English. English is English, my brother, okay? You know? So what I'm saying is I also taught the teachers, to summarize this, how to produce their own content. I showed them how to use PowerPoint. You are familiar with PowerPoint, right? How to add images, how to add voice. This is how textbooks are published. This is what the so-called publishing houses. So I taught them, because the idea was to impart them with skills that they can continue. And it's like empowering them, because I can't be traveling to Cuba, then Churchill, then Pinga, then Murewa, and then we talk every day.
Yeah, so but what are the costs in terms of, you
the
know?
The cost, yes.
Yeah, can you talk about that? Yes.
The cost involved, was I must mention those radio phones. Sorry, those speaker phones. The speaker phones that these young men carry, playing music. I've got one I used to play 10 times, Talon Kids, all of them, Pikus and stuff. But the use that side is you put all your content on a USB and then push it in that speaker and then it plays back. The teacher has the advantage of stopping, replaying, rewinding. Therefore, she can control how the students assimilate the information. So the course will involve the main computer, where all the data files, educational files are stored. That's kept with the headmaster. And each teacher is called a USB. So the other cost will be the speakers. Those speakers are about $15. The USB is about $20. The computer, a standard one, will be like $300 to $400. So to go there, to deploy, to test, and to train. Well, this is not a transfer. This wasn't a seminar where people sit and listen. This was a hands-on kind of thing. Ballpark figure, $2,000, including traveling, accommodation, and the incidentals.
Hello, Mr. Ndlovu. How are you, my brother?
Hi, Doc. When I got in, I didn't hear your last name, but I know the Doc.
This one is Jonga Kademri Studio 7. The doc is coming. We have two doctors.
Okay.
And,
how are you, sir?
No, I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for taking technology to rural areas. And I was very pleased when you mentioned Murewa. That's my home area. So I'm very pleased.
Boy. That's good.
Yes. So what does a school need to have this? You talked of things like internet and electricity. What about those schools without internet and electricity?
Now, thank you for the question. Because for starters, I started doing this in town schools, like in Sirius Primary in Church of Vebe. And most of the questions I was getting from people, how about us in the rural areas? So I sat down and I went back to a research paper I wrote in 2008, when I was still in Silicon Valley. It's called solar-powered wireless access.
Mm-hmm.
So the solar power needed to power schools without electricity is not much, because we are using what we call thin clients, very small computers that don't consume much.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say there are four computers. What else? We are using speaker phones that are solar powered. What else? Maybe the headmaster's main server. That will take a little bit more, but there's a lot of sunshine in Africa. The installation is high, it's about 130 megawatts per square meter. So I am answering that question. Mm-hmm. That the electricity part is certainly not an excuse, because it's a one-off spend. Mm-hmm. And thereafter, there's nothing to maintain, sir.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, so sizwe ke ngisinto ukuthi sizokutoka enkuba khona ngale kulohlelo olwenzayo. Akusitshele ukuthi uhlelo lolu lusungulwe nini njalo solungaphi khona manje.
So this thing about 3 weeks ago, I'm having 3 weeks ago. So instead of Karasa, I'm going to computer now. I'm going to say Ababa DC. I'm going to say as governors in Jarunga, who Labo chapters, you know,
don't
get that.
Yeah,
we're going to have to do it. So success for my computer I have three. I'm a retirana. I'm highly voting among us. So, so, Ms. Abuela and FG, Liana, I think 15 October or thereabouts, says the Safara internet is a dish. Which Ababa is the NLC, old tones, yes, in Fundo. Got Ivan Tanin, e content, very internet, this stage, Kiweka, I can download everything, come over WhatsApp. There's a Gubera, Sigu Kiwi, Kuguaku computer, Kuma USB. My external drive, see which one. Dam activity. Why I'm going to say that I'm not a bangari, but I'm a smartphone. I want to understand the call. So I'm going to be a very memory card. Yangi, my TV is a faggish finger. So in John 1 hour, I'm a video. It was something else. I don't feel it. The impact. So we wish we could address the historians as I'm ever so more polished. The camera and the phone and think camera and actually for the camera probe. Who didn't tell you about?
Yeah, Tunga, I think we are Kuluma Langasi Shona Kunapo.
This was yes, Tine, Vakuru Robert in Glove, Inyanji, Munaya, the Kwamsko Master Site, Vane Chikoro, Chavarkabatsira, Ndoachisa, my computer, Chiri Kumateveland North, Chikoro, Chinonzi. Regain services, I can't linear so diza, Zita, Indishi, Gona Kuri, Nkuba. Yes, nobody, the Kadai Zabaji is really allowed to Nkuba.
Nkuba,
it's Nkuba. Yes, Chinon's in Nkuba, Chirkuma Tavellan's North, Mumakazi, Zabash Kore Papo, Arikun Zequenika, Snagdabudo Manes Zita, Akabat Sira, Nema Computer, Arku, Iskanava, Glove Ikoko, Sawan Glove Water out Iowa. Kana musina magetsi kana internet hazvinetsi vane hunyanzvi hunoita kuti munge muchikwanisa kuwana zvinhu izvozvo zvichishandisa zuva kana solar. Vari kuti zvakare vanoisa maprogram iyayo pamakombiuta ipapo yekuti varairidzi vanenge vachikwanisa kungoridza vachidzokorora pavanodira pakudzidzisa kwavanenge vachiita vana. Asi ndingangoisa mubvunzo handizive vanhuovu kuti vanogona kunge vachipindura here nerurimi rweshona kana kuti vanozopindura nechirungu ndichidaro. Vachizotsanangura zvakare nendebele. Ndaichida kunzwa kuti nguva yoga yoga inenge yakuda kuti chikoro chinge chiine zvirongwa zvitsva vanofanira kunge vanhuovu vachidzokera kuchikoro ikoko here. Each time they need new programs, do you have to go back to the school or they can do it on their own?
Thank you very much. My bas. Saka ndinenge ndichijoini Shonglish.
Ndizvozvo.
Pekutanga. The reason you go in the Koko, they go to Zona, the empower my teacher. Kutuas Vive, Kusen, Zisama Kumuja Ala, Kutis Alan, because the Tikalo Dama USB flash, never educational materials. My PDF, no Mabuga, my radio lessons, never video. A digital material is there forever. I worry. Teacher Agarasa USB. And if you are in my zone, you can copy the computer here in the headmaster.
ndizvo
saka ndiyajewa kuti ndivadzidzise kamwe kuitira kuti ndichapoi ndichifonerwa ndichifonera kuti huya chichapa ichi because matter no most of these matters ikoko they travel to town for pay day they've got families so if there's any issue kuti vari kuda more lessons vanondi WhatsApp aka most places kune WhatsApp kana kusvika kana kutaundi but you know I want credit seven materials as you know right now vanhu vari kunyora my exams saka ndizvo zvakatokosha aesthetic so yes to answer your question I don't need to travel frequently. I probably travel once to install and train. Travel for the second time to make sure that ndadzidzisa zvese zvapinda musorum. And then ensure kuti does it really work? Can we tinga improve apapi pacho? What's the kune feedback from the community and other book nemaheadman, mavidiko and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, an unintended consequence of this was when I got there, I wanted to know what you call reading programs, where parents volunteered to teach children during COVID. So now, when they saw these radios, they said, you know, we know these things. So I said, no, you can put my reading lessons in Kajum. So the teacher can put kids, let's say, every 4, 5. And while maintaining the social distance as our health officials tell us, social distancing. And it releases the teacher with our own way with us in war. Like, I take more planning. I know to run out, this child is a fan of our own job. I'll go and I'm a picture. Then they can rewind and so on. So, and not only that. Things like health education, cancer, mental health, agriculture. As long as you can store information here, tika hisa mu USB, tika hisa mu radio mu yame, but that is the one that's the man, but that's the one that's the one that's the one that's the one that's the one. You see what is happening in some of these areas. Big radios like FM, Power FM, Skies Metro, they use frequency modulated the kind of technology. I buy it everywhere. So I say, "Let's start." So might as well pre-load credit. We end up at the table. We take a look. It is complete. We talk about this. So I discover that in fact it's not just education. It is stretch beyond education. But for now, we go to focus on education in books format, in radio lessons and videos. My video charge here because there are so many reality free. So what I do, I look for royalty free videos. And even approach these kind of schools, companies that they give you, it's for educational purposes. Because I don't sell educational material. I empower. Do not overpass him, but because of this other animal that is in a YouTube video, but it's not in Zimbabwe. Gazebo, I think, something like that. So we need to come up with our own content. It means,
thank you very much, stay on the.
Gibbs, I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. Now can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, so sorry, I was on mute. So now I think I've got one of the videos showing some students and teachers at the school. Let's just play it and see exactly what they were doing there.
That you have collected. Remember, I think you should have 10 counters. Let us count them together. Let us count our 10 counters together. Let's go. 1, 2,
Jonga, so quite a lot there, you know, happening at the school. You
can I was actually falling down when the fish were falling down.
I was falling down as well, you know. So I think Mr. Love will come and explain. Let's get our two other guests. That is Dr. Frank Kuni and Dr. Matthew Nyashano. Let's start with Mr. Dr. Kuni. Go ahead, Jonga.
Yes, Dr. Kuni, Gamchira Mchirongwa Chedu. Hello. Yes. No, I'm sure I'm sure on what you
do. Hello, Dr. Kuni. Can you hear us?
Can you hear
us?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. I'm sure on what you do.
Tinotenda, kazi wayo atereri wenyu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Dr. Kuni, tiri kuona huwandu wevanhu vari kubatwa neCOVID-19 hausi kunyatso dzika. Hongu waka dzika kubva kuma 1000 ataimboona pazuva asi zvino huri kuramba uchikwira zvikuru muzvikoro ndoma huri kuramba uchitenderera nezviro kwakaita vanhu 335 kwakawana kwavaine COVID-19 pa 335 249 vana vechikoro zvii zvamungataura pamusoro penyaya
chatingataura ndechekuti muchaona kuti huwandu hucharamba huchenderera mberi
I can't
nemhosva yekuti vana vechikoro vachiri vana vadiki saka vazhinji vavo vanenge vari asymptomatic kureva kuti kunyange vakabatira utachiona vanotora nguva kana kuti vazhinji vavo havazorwari zvekuti vangada kuenda kuzvipatara saka iri idambudziko richaramba richitenderera munyika nekuti vana ivavo vari kubatwa neutachiona weCOVID-19 vacharamba vachiparadzirana pachavo vachitapurirana nevadzidzisi vavo zvozoenda kucommunity nokuti vadzidzisi pamwe chete nevana ava vanosangana nevamwe vanhu vasiri pazvikoro apa vangava vanhu vanotengesa kuzvitoro kana hama dzavo dzavanozosanganawo nadzo zvinoreva kuti dambudziko richaramba richitenderera chinodiwa kuti chinyange chichiitwa chaizvo ndechekuti vehurumende yedu yatangisa chirongwa chekuti vadzidzisi vese vabayiwe nhomba zvese nevana vechikoro vari kuenda kuchikoro kunyanya avo vasvikazera rekukodzera kuti vange vachibayiwa zvakakosha kuti vabayiwe vese kuitira kuti environment kana kuti munharaunda mavanenge vachidzidzisa umo mavanenge vachidzidza nekudzidziswa vange vari vanhu vakabayiwa nhomba vese izvi zvinoita kuti mukana wekuti vanhu varambe vachitapurirana utachiona udzikire asi tinoziva kuti zvikoro zvedu hazvi zvese zviri mumataundi uye hazvi zvese zvine ukwanisiro hwekuti vange vachikwanisa kubaya vana nevadzidzisi pamwe chete uye kugara vachiita ongororo inodiwa nguva dzese kuona kuti vane utachiona nevasina ndevapi kunyanya yazvikoro zvekumaruwa muchaona kuti utachiona hweCOVID-19 huchatanga kutekeshera zvakanyanya huchitokwira kunzvimbo dzekumaruwa dziri kure nekumadhorobha kusina zvikwanisiro zvakakwana izvi zvichakonzerawo zvakare kuti ndufu dzizowanda kunyanyanya nokuti vanhu vazhinji vedu vati kwegurei vazhinji vanogara kunzvimbo dzekumaruwa ikokoko ndokwamuchaona kuti kuchaita ndufu dzakawanda dzichatora nguva kuti tizoziva kuti vanhu vari kushaya nevari kubata vangani nokuti masoko kufamba kwaanoita kubva kumaruwa achizosvika kumataundi kune vehurumende zvinotora nguva yakati rebei saka ndinoona sokuti idambudziko guru hurumende yedu deyatigarei pasi itsvage dzimwe nzira dzokukwanisa kubatsira zvikoro pamwe chete nevadzidzi
But Dr. Guni, what we have noticed is that there's also a decline in people willing to get vaccinated. What can you say about that?
Zvinoreva kuti bazi reutano neavo vese vanoita nezveutano vanofanira kusunga dzibate. They have to up their game to provide continuous public health education. Ine mazwi echokwadi inenge ichiparidza soko reupenyu hwevanhu nezvakanakira nhomba idzi zviri pachokwadi zvinoenderana nesainzi zvisinei nezvimwe zvingafananidzwa semuenzaniso zvisinga hazvidi kuti zvitungamirwe nevanhu vanoita zvematongerwo enyika zvinoda kutungamirwa nevanhu vanoita zveutano vanozivikanwa kuti ava ndivana mazvikokota inyanzvi munyaya idzi vari kuziva zvavari kutaura havanei nekuti uyu abva kumba kwanhingi kana kuti ndewokumusha kwangana vanoda kuti utano hwevanhu hurambe hwakaenda pamberi uye uyu mukana watiri kuona kuti zvikoro kwakutanga kunetsa mukana wakatonaka wekuti hurumende inogona kushandisawo vadzidzisi vavo vakapiwa ruzivo kuti vakwanise kubatsira mumacommunities avari kushambadza shoko rekukosha kwekuti vanhu vese vabayiwe chechitatu ndingati iyo hurumende pachayo inofanira kututsira kupinda kuri kuita nhomba idzi munyika zvakapetwa kuitira kuti vanhu vakawanda vanga vachikwanisa kubayiwa munguva imwe chete inofanira kushandisa maresources ese angava mauto edu kana vamwe vasevenzi vehurumende kana vamwe vanoitawo zvokubatsira vanhu vangava vana Red Cross vaya kuti vashandiswe kubaya vanhu vakawandisa nguva imwe chete nokuti tiri kuona kuti kupinda kuri kuita nhomba munyika kuri kuita drips and drops inouya once in a while manhamba acho achiri mashoma zvakanyatso saka tinokumbira kuti hurumende yedu iunze nhomba munyika zvakapetwa yatingati maybe tenfold kuti tikwanise kuramba tichiona kuti vanhu vanobayiwa vakawanda uye vari kupiwa rudzidziso rwokubayiwa vanofanira kunge vachiwedzerawo zvakare.
Thank you so much, Dr. Guni. Gibbs.
Yes, thank you so much, Dr. Guni. Listen to these three people that Ezra Chisa caught up with them in a bar where they are drinking beer, they don't have masks, and they've got certain theories and some other things that you're going to hear today. So just hold on there. Let me get the people to write on the screen so that people can hear exactly what I'm talking about. So they're just drinking their beer in Bulawayo, and Ezra Chisa found them imbibing there.
Ina Makwazi.
Makwazi.
Unyambo Zute.
How did you win again? More bad.
Fine.
Fine more. Where are you now?
Money.
Money. Yes.
Unchamba.
Yes. But both are among the Kumoti, Corona, Vele. I eat for the food
again. That's why she forget my mask.
Yeah. So that the world put my what he tied up with our customer mission.
Yeah, because my food, my Yabasha, any day is what is about.
It's a
Okay.
That's
why we sit on Jalo. In a Hamba robot area, don't care about Pinga, Pumula, Pansway, Petrolo, Chogonan, the Pans Gonale, Estalanini Gonale, Kombezi, Valley Boy, Pipe Bridge, for the world.
If
they can play it good, they survive.
That puts you the easel chance in
our. If they can't see.
Balala and a fool.
Balala and a fool, we have kule steam.
Ha. Yeah, chonga, yes. There was some friends here who are drinking beer. You know, when friends meet normally, they say a lot of things.
What I liked most is that they are well invested in news.
And they know their news. You know, they talked about Prince Charles.
Yes.
They talked about the Canadian
First Lady. Yes.
They talked about
the FIFA
executive. And then the 33-year-old Zimbabwean journalist who was the first to die. So they've got all that information.
And they are saying, you know, in rural areas, people die of age.
Yeah, they die because they're old.
Not COVID.
Not because of COVID. He says, according to one of the guys here who was speaking mostly, he says, you know, it's going for the rich and not the poor guys.
Not the poor guys.
The poor guys eat vegetables.
Yes.
Sometimes without cooking oil. They eat maksimbi.
Yes.
They eat mfushwa. And even mbeba, you know. So he says those are rich foods that people are eating. So they are not getting all that sick. And he says here, in places like USA, there's a lot of GMOs, you know, according to him. So he says that actually weakens people's
immunity system.
And then he recommends something. He says when you are married, you know what to do. So have it as much as you can, you know.
that made me think. Well, we're going to hear from our health experts.
Yeah, so I'm waiting for Dr. Frank Kuni to join. I think he's struggling to join now.
And Dr. Nyashano, he got dropped.
Dr. Nyashano, he got cut off. So, Dr. Frank Kuni, if you are hearing me, can you rejoin because we cannot see your face there. So, I think you can even tell other people what was going on in that video. And then we go to Mr. Robert Ndlovu, and then we progress with our discussion.
Yes, ungo watereri varume vatatu shamwari nhatu dzamaona dzadzishandarara dziri mune imwe nzvimbo yekutandarira mubulawayo vachikurukura nemutoro wedu wenhau Ezra Chisaswanda pamusoro penhau yecovid-19 vari kutaura kuti aiwa covid-19 tinoiziva kuti iriko saka maona takaisa mamasiki anga ari muhuro asi zvanzi kazhinji maziviro avo ainonyanyotevera varombo inonyanyotevera vapfumi varombo aiwa inenge inovasiya nokuti vanodya zvakasimba plus vanoitawo zvinoita kuti miviri yavo irambe yakasimba vataura nyaya dzeurwere hwavakaona huchiitika kunana Prince Charles kumba kwavo uko kubritain uko nekucanada nevamwe vakuru vefifa vakataurawo nyaya yemutoro wenhau akatanga kufa muzimbabwe kuratidza kuti vane ruzivo nezviri kuitika chatisingazoziva ndechekuti kana dai vaine ruzivo irworwo magariro avakaita havakwanisi here kunge vachi itapurirana chirwere ichocho nokuti paifanira kuita social distancing apo Gibbs.
So what they told Ezra Chisa is that they are friends. They know each other. They always interact. So what's the problem?
But after that drink, vachakavakuenda uya akuenda kumba kwake kumba kwake kumba kwake.
Yeah. And this reminds me of one of the greatest singers, Eric Donaldson.
Yeah. You know,
the life of the common people. Right there.
Oh, yeah.
So Babundo. I think you heard what these people were discussing there, and you know you are trying to come out with this computer project to mitigate against some of these kind of interactions, especially at schools. So, can you hear me, Jovo?
Yeah, I can hear you, but wait. Before we talk about schools, these guys, no, I live in Budawa. Hey, we don't think like that. That's dangerous. But they end up misleading around with the COVID is caused by other things. But anyway, that's how they think they are free to think that you got to. I even remember power. Let's talk about computers in schools.
Oh, before you go into that, let's get the doctor.
Oh, he's back,
Yeah. So we'll come back to you in some seconds.
No, that's fine.
So, Dr. Brent Kuni, I guess you heard what these friends were discussing, right?
No, nothing at all.
Yeah, okay. So all what they were discussing was, you know, is to do with COVID-19. One of them was saying, you know, COVID-19 is killing rich people. And they've got this kind of knowledge about what is happening worldwide. They mentioned even Prince Charles. They mentioned, the First Lady of Canada. And then They mentioned so many things, and the 33-year-old Zimbabwean who was the first to succumb to COVID-19. But they are saying, you know, GMO food is dangerous, but if you eat makrimbi, imbeba, and, you know, these organic foods, you can't be hit by COVID-19. And they're, you saw them wearing their masks, but they are not fully covered, you know, almost, you know. So how can you tell people about some of these discussions that happen in this kind of scenario?
Well, it's unfortunate I couldn't see or hear what they said or were doing. But what I can tell you is, like I said in response to Mr. Kandemiri there, it's very important that we as a country, we need to up our game in terms of public health education and public health promotion. That's the only way you can get to people who listen to misconstrued or misconcepted statements and theories that are washed on the internet and social media. We can only defeat misconceptions by providing facts and truth based on science. That's the only way we can reach people. People know that a lot of people are dying because of COVID, but some people, they listen to social media people. We could also utilize people we have a large following, especially on the social media scene. If, for example, if I have 30,000 followers, and if I have wrong information, it means I'm misleading at least 30,000 people. So if we target those leaders...
I think you have dropped off the line, Kuni. I don't know what to task. Can you... Yeah, I can hear you as well, but the problem is we can't see you on the screen. Can you cut and come back in some seconds? We'll wait for you. Yes. So cut and come back. So what you are saying, Chonga, is that you know, some of these things that people read on the internet is not correct, you know? Mm. Yeah. So
yeah, I think pane dambudziko ipapo Gibbs pakuti kazhinji tine pfungwa yekuti chinhu chikabuda kana pangava padande mutande pa TV kana pai zvetongoti chine chichitaura chokwadi nokuti ndazviona mupepa. Dzimwe nguva vanhu nekuwanda kwaakuita social media nemamwe mapepa akungodhindwa, vanhu vaakungoburitsa mashoko avanoda asiri echokwadi. Zvakakosha kuti vanhu vawane mashoko kubva kubazi rezveutano nemamwe mapoka anenge ari emutemo anofanira kunge achizivisa vanhu.
Yes.
Ndinotenda kuti Dr. Guni vadzoka. I wanted to ask Dr. Guni, you know, I spoke with a health expert yesterday who was urging every Zimbabwean to take, and I mean to play his role in campaigning or information dissemination on the COVID-19 pandemic. It's like people just leave this to the government or for the government to do. What can you say about that?
It's true. People are used to having the government leading everything. But here we are talking about life and death issues. If your mom gets sick from COVID, it's your mom, it's not the government's mom. It's everyone's responsibility to take this issue very seriously, because the pandemic is affecting everyone across Zimbabwe and across the whole world. So it is very important that people understand that it's your personal responsibility to protect yourself, to protect those around you, to protect your loved ones, and to protect the rest of the population in your country, in your region, around the world. Because even if you are vaccinated, if your next door neighbor, if your grocery shop attendant, if your clinician, if somebody else on the street is not vaccinated, and they get infected, the virus will continue circulating. And as a public health expert, I can tell you my greatest fear is that we are going to see more and more mutations of the current COVID-19 variants, especially the Delta variant. The Delta variant is already a double mutation, and you don't want to see a double mutation remutating, because if a double mutation remutates, then we have a serious problem, not just for that particular area or for that particular individual, but for the entire world. So we really need to drill down the fact that everybody has to be vaccinated, and people need to take this seriously. That's why I was alluding to the fact that our public health education and public health promotion must be at the forefront. We should invest and put much more money in ensuring that we are providing the public with correct and scientifically sound information. And we have to use every channel possible. Use social media, use the standard media transmission sources, use anyone who can pass on information. And we also make sure that individuals are given time to ask questions and have their concerns and wrong theories corrected. Because if you don't address those issues, these misconceptions and theories will keep on flowing, and somebody is going to listen to wrong information. So we need to up our game and make sure that we keep on drilling and repeating correct and updating information as we learn it. Because if you go back to 1.5 years ago, the information we had about COVID has changed so much, and we need to keep up with those changes and informing people. And also, like I'm saying, allowing the public to question and give them a platform to request updated information, and also give them an opportunity for them to hear from experts explaining the changes that are happening and how that is affecting the spread of the pandemic and the future of the global human population.
Yeah, thank you very much. But then there's this question on GMOs, just briefly, 30 seconds. So GMOs can't cause COVID, right?
There is no relationship at all. There is no relationship between food and COVID-19. Just like there is no relationship between people who have been using Zumbani and COVID-19. Zumbani has no bearing whatsoever on the treatment of COVID-19. COVID-19 is a viral infection that affects you intracellularly. There is nothing that Zumbani can do to prevent, stop, or even reduce the effect of COVID-19.
Chonga.
Hongo tiri kunzwa vari kutaura inyanzvi yezveutano Dr. Frank Guni vari muno muAmerica. Dr. Guni, maita yenyu kuti makundikana kuteerera mashoko anga achitaurwa nevarume vatatu vanga vachikurukura na Ezra. Asi maonero avo vanga vachitaura nyaya dzimwe dzatinosangana nadzo muupenyu zuva nezuva ndekuti mukamajairirana unofunga kuti mumwe wangu haachakwanisa kunge achindigira denda reCOVID-19 kana chimwe chirwere. Nokuti vari kuti ivo vabvunzwa kuti zvino zvamakadai zvikanzaiwa, tiri shamwari neshamwari tinozivana tajairirana. Asi munhu mumwe nemumwe achaenda kumba kwake, abva ipapo achaenda nekumwe kwaachaendawo, kana kuti paauya ikoko wachisangana anga atombopfuura nekune imwe nzira nekune dzimwe nzvimbo kwaanogona anga asangana zvakare nedenda. Zvii zvamungataura?
Tingataure kuti ndoo anonzi misconceptions. Vanhu vanoita false sense of security, kureva kuti iyo nyaya yekuti tajairirana zvakafanana nezvataitaura munguva yedambudziko reutachiona hweHIV and AIDS. Vanhu vaiti vachitanga kusangana murume nemukadzi vachiita zvepabonde vanenge vachishandisa zvekudzivirira, atingati makondomu, asi after a week or so vakutajairirana vachashandise zvekudzivirirana. Zvino zvinoda kuenderana nenyaya yeCOVID-19. Hazvina basa kuti uri mukoma nemunin'ina kana kuti uri hanzvadzi nehanzvadzi. Kana musina kubayiwa mese mungori padhuze nepadhuze, munhu wese munofanira kunge makapfeka zvokudzivirira. Uye social distancing is very important. But now, dambudziko guru ratakwira nderekuti nemavariants atakuona semuenzaniso, Delta variant iri kuno iyi yatekeshera pasi rese. Dambudziko guru nderekuti Delta variant munhu anayo yakanyanya kukonzentreta mumunomu and less mumapapu. Saka munhu paanenge achifema, munhu ane Delta variant, paanofema utachiona huri kupinda mumhepo, uye utachiona hunoyangarara huchiramba huri mumhepo for quite some time, zvokuti munhu ari padhuze newe kana ari kupfuura zvake akamira ipapo kwekanguva anotapura utachiona ihwo. And Delta variant is the most dangerous of the variants of COVID-19 so far. Saka tingati vanhu musapfurirwe zvenyu zvokuti inina dipsi tiri mukwenyana navavazala. Saka hano uya okay, hakuna zvakadaro, munofa mese tezvara nemukwasha.
Thank you very much. And let's get to Mr. Ndlovu. So, Mr. Ndlovu, just briefly, are you going to expand this project to other parts of the country? And we know you started in Bulawayo, you've gone to Kai. What happens next? Rwanda, maybe, and then other areas?
Yeah, I saw Kwanda coming. Like I told you, I run a telecoms, ITC, ICT consultants. So how this has been working, boys? There's no money anyway, nobody funds anything. So I normally encourage former students of specific schools to fund these projects. I did it at Njiliaz, because that's where I went. And a few friends chipped in. And this I found to be working. Very soon will be at Helem, will be at Kampu. So we encourage former students or former residents of that area to improve the places, to give back to what Mbezemu they are. Especially for myself, I spend a lot of time in Syria's library. So I've had to give back. Now, to expect a donor, a funder, that kind of mentality must end. A donor can only come when you've done so much for yourself. That's what I've discovered already. I've got chairman and the companies are inquiring about what I'm doing and to see how I'm doing it and they can help with the technology. But what I'm saying is, when two or three or okay, four or five people come together, pull their resources, things are tight, diaspora or back home because of COVID, they are able to deploy. And this will make other students from the same school want to be part of the bigger picture. And then neighbors will also want to. Because I have a school here in Bulawayo who are still in shock that Israel was the first ever, because you are regarded as a soccer playing township. Then I want to go from the school. So what I'm saying is, I don't have specific schools. I'm invited by former schools. I write his masters. If they are willing to come aboard, I ask them, I tell them the cost involved. And that's it. Because the other guys from Luveve were saying, can't you, when are you going to come to Luveve? I used to live in Kampung Zuma sometime in Nazari. When I was at college, I used it. And my face was saying, Ako Kampung Zuma to Luveve. Hey, he might be there, go. Mazero. Unganai. Ungai Mari Koko in the UK. And put your resources together. And I'm not interested in your money. Buy the equipment I'll tell you to buy. Transport, fuel, accommodation, and my consultants. I'll go and do it. So that's to answer. For example, who's funding you? I've already received emails. Who's picking you up? I said my brains. Who's funded?
Very interesting. Yeah, very interesting indeed. So, I'm off channel. I'm going to go to 30 seconds, Baba. It's got very.
Ngisuka lapha ngaqede inkubani zathi nga isikolo esila abantu abafunda khona kumbe abantu abavela esigabeni ekhaya abafisa ngibaphathise. Babuthanisa amapeni abo bengithinte ngibatshele into zokuthenga bengigoqelwe lapho engalala khona ngiqhude engizalidla. Hawu, ngiyayiqada ibhasi ngihamba. Lasemreva ngizafika le Mtoko khona eTokyo.
So far ngisiyona nje khonapho kuvale ngamashana.
Hayi, ninja man. Kwamreva uku ndouya anytime. Ndiyo kwacho. So inini vakabva ikoko kana kune sikoro chakuda kubatsira. Ungana dzai masendi. It's self help. You know, we have to learn to help out each ourselves. Akuna kuti mari chadona. Zvazvazvo kugibite zvemana. I don't subscribe to that now. We put the little we have together. We get the equipment and even train you guys. Thank you, Mr. Akwe.
Thank you very much. That is Mr. Robert Ndlovu. He's running a communications company that is installing some equipment that is related to the internet and others in other issues in schools. So thank you so much, Ndlovu. Thank you also to Muni, who is here in Washington. This is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni Junga Kandemiri, good night. See you again on our next videos. Thank you.
Bye-bye.